Happy Tuesday. Today we are going to talk about your unique selling proposition that you have at the golf course and the importance of every single transaction that you do at the golf shop. It's no longer go to the golf shop and buy everything that involves golf. It is now about each individual product. We'll talk about it after the intro. Here we go.
This is the Find the Green podcast with your host, PGA Master Professional, Jason Rockhold.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in. Today is going to be almost like a whisper show because this is one of those things that something that almost like a secret. No, actually, I'm doing this one pretty late, family sleeping, and I'm doing this one on Sunday night. I actually have wrist surgery Monday morning at 5:30 in the morning. So I'm trying to knock this out, give you something to think about for the week. And while I'm healing, I'll be able to bust out some really good content. And as you all know, if you've been following along, this is my second surgery in a month. So this one is on my main wrist, my left wrist, and hopefully we will get that thing fixed and be able to get to the top of the golf swing without any pain. That is the goal. So let's steer back into what we were talking about with the unique selling proposition and every single micro transaction that you have at the golf shop and your entire facility for that matter. It is so important in this day and age where you can literally go online, click, have it sent to your house. Just about everything is purchasable and shippable to your house. So when it comes to any sort of transaction, the question that you have to ask yourself is, why is that customer spending money with you? And what is your unique selling proposition? What is it that makes your offering so important for them to purchase it from you instead of anywhere else? Now, there's a lot of different things that you can do. You can do it based on price. You can do it based on quality. You can do it based on the fact that they're at your facility for other reasons. However, I'm going to tell you right now that if you are looking for people to purchase stuff just because they are at the facility, that is a really short-term or short-lived goal. So you really need to make sure that when they go to your golf shop, when they go to your food and beverage, when they go to your driving range, you have a real reason for them to do that. It's not, they're just on site. So like I said before, this is going to be a pretty short one, but I really wanted to reach out and give you some sort of homework. And I want you to go through every department that you have at your facility. And this could be a small business. This could be a golf course. This could be anything. But I want you to go through every single department that you have and find out why what you are selling or what you are offering is so important that somebody should give you money for it. Is it because you have the highest quality? Is it because you have the best value? I just want to know if you can go through and find out why you're doing that, because what it will do is it will get you thinking about why the customer needs to purchase from you. And it will allow you to start doing some better marketing. It will allow you to start doing some better product placement and coupling up services to be able to offer a really unique selling proposition to each person that comes through your door. All right, have a great week. I am going to go and get my wrist chopped up. Hopefully it will come out perfect and we'll be able to get back into the swing of things literally in about 4 to 6 months. All right, have a great week. See ya.
Listening to this week's Find the Green podcast with PGA Master Professional Jason Rockhold. Hit subscribe now to get the latest Find the Green podcast with new episodes uploaded every week. Email your questions and comments to jrockhold@pga.com or reach out on your favorite social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all at Find the Green.